House Democrat Leadership Contradicts DCCC Attacks on Rhode Island Republican. By Jacob Bliss on September 30, 2022. A member of House Democrat leadership contradicted attacks by the party's campaign arm on Rhode Island Republican Alan Fung on Thursday, according to Punchbowl News. Rhode Island's 2nd Congressional District, where Republican Alan Fung is running against Democrat Seth Magaziner to fill Jim Langevin's D-Re seat, is one of the more competitive House seats in the county. The nonpartisan Cook Political Report rated the seat as a toss-up, meaning it could go either way in the election, only 39 days away. The Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, has been trying to save as many seats as possible to remain in the House majority. And the campaign arm has been on the attack against Fung, the former mayor of Cranston, Rhode Island. Punchbowl noted that the DCCC has been saying Fung is no moderate or problem solver and will be a rubber stamp for the MAGA agenda in Washington. However, during a political roundtable with reporters, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, DMD, said the opposite of his party's attacks on Fung. Magaziner's opponent is a quality opponent, Hoyer said. I think Magaziner's gonna beat him. But, Fung is a mayor of a town. He's pretty popular. He's not an extremist. Republicans, slightly ahead of the Democrats on the generic congressional ballot this close to the election, only need to gain 5 House seats to constitute a majority. The Republicans are trying to unseat Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, as Speaker and take back the majority in the House of Representatives and hope that Langevin's seat could be one of the seats that get them their majority. In 2018, the Democrats took the House from the Republicans. In 2020, after striving to win back the House, the Republicans left the Democrats with the slimmest majority in modern history and gave themselves the upper hand in the midterms. For Republicans, winning the majority will require a net gain of only 5 seats in November, and much is on the line in both the House and the Senate. Republicans winning either one could mean the Democrats and Biden will have more difficulty passing their agenda items before the next presidential election. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.